verse 1, Jesus said, let not your heart be troubled. Yeah. And read that again. Yeah. Oh, the revelation is coming to you, isn't it? That's what Jesus said. Let not your heart be troubled. You believe in God. Amen. Amen. They really don't know Jesus. Verse 2, he says, in my Father's house are many mansions, or you can say many dwelling places. He says, if it were not so, I would have told you. I go to prepare a place for you. And if I go and prepare a place for you, I will come again. You see that? I will come again and receive you to myself, that where I am, you may be also. And he went on to say, and where I go, you know in the way. Jesus says, I'm going to prepare a place for you. Hallelujah. I have a place with the Lord. You know, you may own some property here on the earth. You have a dwelling place, a place that you live here on the earth. But I'm here to tell you, that's temporary. We thank God for it. We thank God for a roof over our heads, a place to stay. We give God glory for that, but it's all temporary. It's all temporary. Glory to God. But Jesus, as he spoke these words, was bringing hope to the people, not just to the people that he was speaking to. That Jesus spoke when he was here on the earth, when he was still in his earthly body, those words are words of life, but they are spiritual words that carry down from one generation to another. Can I tell you something? Those words I just read are just as alive as they were when Jesus spoke it the first time. Did you grab that? They are just as alive as it was when Jesus spoke it the first time. Glory to God. To speak with you, and I don't know how far I'm gonna get into this, but it's important that you listen real closely. Too many people have lost their hope. Amen. They've lost their hope. And when Jesus said, don't let your heart be troubled. Don't fret. Don't worry. Be of good cheer. And we could go on and on and on. What he was doing is giving us hope, letting us know what your present tense what you're dealing with right now It's not who you really are. Jesus says, I got something better for you.
Amen.
And the best is you.
Amen.
Now, we all know that through Jesus Christ, we can and we should, matter of fact, we must live a victorious life while we're here on earth. Because the enemy, the devil, would like to take us down, take us out, like to make our lives miserable, right?
That's right.
Amen. But God's called us to be here for a season.
Amen.
Because he has work for each of us to do. Amen. Won't you do something? I like to let the congregation participate every now and then. Point a loving finger at someone and let them know, say, God's got work for you. Tell him you're not just here to eat up his food and breathe his air. Go ahead and tell them. See, y'all helping me preach this morning. Well, tell them this. I believe I will.
Yes, sir.
Tell somebody, say, you are more important than you think you are. Hallelujah. Praise the name of the Lord. Glory to God. I want you to turn in your Bibles to the book of Titus. But brothers and sisters, we must make sure we don't lose hope. We can't allow that to happen. Now, in Titus chapter 2, I want to begin reading at verse 11. Titus chapter 2, verse 11. It says, for the grace of God that brings salvation has appeared to all men. And of course, you know that means men and women. Amen. The grace of God that brings salvation has appeared to all men, teaching us that denying ungodliness and worldly lust, we should live soberly, righteously, and godly in the present age. Now listen to what he says next. Looking for what? Looking for the blessed hope and glorious appearing of our great God and Savior, Jesus Christ, who gave himself for us that he might redeem us from every lawless deed and purify for himself his own special people, zealous for good works. Hallelujah. We should be looking for that blessed hope, the glorious appearing of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. That, listen to me, that should be our hope.
Amen. Amen. That's right. Amen.
Amen. But we are to walk in victory while we are waiting. We are to serve Him while we are waiting. We are to live a godly life while we are waiting.
Amen.
You still here with me? Many of you have heard me say this, and I want to repeat it again. What is hope anyway? Hope is the confident expectation of something good. I'm not hoping for anything bad. The God kind of hope expects good things to happen for us and to us. And you've heard me repeat this before, and I want to repeat it again. The late Oral Roberts, who was a mighty, mighty man of God, had a tremendous healing ministry. God used him greatly. Amen. And he always would say this, something good is going to happen to you.
Amen.
Amen. Since you're ministering to the person beside you, why don't you go ahead and tell them, say, something good is going to happen to you. Something good is going to happen for you. Hallelujah. So expect it. Do you know we live one day at a time? No wonder Jesus told the folks, stop worrying about tomorrow. Tomorrow got issues of his own. Stop worrying about tomorrow. Enjoy today. Believe God that your every need is going to be met today. Believe God, I'm going to eat today.
Yes.
My needs are going to be met today.
Yes.
Because God's already in my tomorrow.
Yes.
So he'll be there when I get there.
Yes.
Because he is everywhere present, omnipresent. That should give us hope.
Yes.
Glory to God. I'm expecting good things to happen to me. So are you saying, Pastor, you'll never have to go through a trial or be tested? No, I'm not saying that at all. Because we've been told in the Word of God, our faith is going to be tested. Our faith is going to be tried. But the Word of God also lets us know that our faith is like gold. When it's tried, it comes out shining brighter.
Yes.
Glory to God. Trials are not to defeat you.
That's right.
Right.
Oh, the devil want to defeat you, but God sees every trial that we go through, and God already have a plan for our deliverance, and we come out looking brighter, shinier. Because listen to this, everything that the devil meant let me say it this way. Everything that the devil would use to hurt me or destroy me, God will take those very things and turn them around for my good. In other words, God will use those things to give me a testimony of the goodness of God. And that's the reason we can sing the song that we sang earlier. The goodness of God.
Yes.
The goodness of God. People are defeated when they lose their hope and their faith in God. We're told to fight the good fight of faith, because when you fight the good fight of faith, you're going to win. And you don't have to come out of the fire smelling like smoke.
Amen.
Right.
Amen.
Thank you, Lord.
Can I get an amen in this section?
Amen.
What about the middle section?
Amen.
Is there?
Amen.
Glory to God. Hallelujah. Glory to God.
Thank you, Lord.
Thank you, Jesus. I want to show you why it's so important that we stand on God's word. Turn in your Bibles to Hebrews, book of Hebrews, chapter 6. Hebrews 6. Hallelujah. Now, matter of fact, I encourage you to go back at some point in time and read this entire chapter, but I'm just going to pull out two verses. I think I am. I'll read more than two verses. I'll begin at verse 13. For when God made a promise to Abraham, because he could swear by no one greater, he swore by himself. Glory, hallelujah. Saying, surely blessing, I will bless you, and multiplying, I will multiply you. So after he had patiently endured, everybody say patiently endured.
Patiently.
So after he had patiently endured, he obtained the promise. For men indeed swear by the greater, and an oath of, for confirmation is for them an end of all dispute. Thus God determining to show more abundantly to the heirs of promise the immutability of his counsel, confirmed it by an oath. Now look at verse 18. And by two immutable things in which it is impossible for God to lie. Say it's impossible for God to lie.
It's impossible for God to lie.
Amen. See, there's some things God can't do, and then one of them is lie. Why? Because that's not his nature. Lying is nowhere around him. Glory to God. He is truth.
Yes.
Inside and out, he is truth. So it says that by two immutable things, it is impossible for God to lie. We might have strong consolation. Strong consolation, who have fled for refuge to lay hold on what? The hope set before us. Lay hold on the hope that was set before you. God is not a liar. He is not man that he should lie.
That's right.
Or like man that he should lie.
Amen.
We can place our hope in him confidently, expecting something good is happening to me. Glory to God. And listen at what it says in verse 19. This is so important. This hope we have as in what? Anchor of the soul. Anchor of the soul. Anchor of, well, you know, as I told you earlier, we're spirit, we're soul, and we're body. We live in a body. And our soulish area is our intellect, our emotion, what we think about. And of course, we know our spiritual bodies. Amen. We have our spiritual bodies that's living inside our natural body. But that soul of ours, that mind, that emotion, the emotional part of us must be stabilized. If you don't stabilize it, it will run wild all over the place. Get you all confused. Get you messed up. You don't know if you're going or coming. But God's promises, God's word is an anchor for our souls.
Yes.
Thank you.
Thank you, Lord.
It is.
Thank you.
So in the darkest hour, we can still rest. Amen. God made a promise to Abraham that he'd be a father to many, and that he'd have a son, and he was already old. I said he was old. His wife was old, and she couldn't have any babies while she was young.
That's right.
But God can take the impossible and turn it into reality.
Amen.
God told Abraham, I'm going to give you a son. You and your wife, Sarah. I'm going to give you a son. When Sarah heard about it, she laughed. She was thinking, my goodness, I couldn't have a baby when I was in during my childbearing age. There ain't no way I'm going to have one now. I'm an old woman. She laughed. And then denied that she laughed when she was called with the carpet on it. Did you laugh? Said, no, I didn't laugh. But God said, I can swear by none greater because I'm the greatest.
Amen.
So I swear by myself. I have made you the father of many nations. God is faithful. There's a song they used to sing. Maybe they still do sing it. I don't know when the last time I've heard it. In the tent revivals that they used to have, these healing meetings, and in some churches too. And it goes something like this. Only believe. Only believe all things are possible if you only believe. Believe what? Believe in a God that does the impossible. And that seems impossible in my life will change because I believe. And I'm standing strong in my faith. And I have hope. I'm not going to cry. I'm not going to give up.
Amen.
Because I'm expecting something good.
Yes.
Are you still here?
Yes.
Verse 19 again. This hope we have as an anchor of the soul is let it stabilize your mind and your emotions, both sure and steadfast, and which enters the presence behind the veil, where the forerunner has entered for us, even Jesus, having become high priest forever, according to the order of Melchizedek. Glory to God. God can be trusted.
Amen.
Amen. So hope keeps us stable. Hope keeps us from going off the deep end. You know, sometimes they say, you know, people have what the medical profession say sometimes, mental issues or whatever. I believe sometimes it's just, folks just lost hope that things are ever going to be right again. Maybe some terrible things have happened to them. But I want to tell you something. Are you listening to me? It doesn't matter what has happened to you, what folk have done to you that may have been totally out of your control or whatever. But I do want to say this. Are you listening to me right now? There is power in the blood.
Yeah.
There's power in the blood. Thank you, Lord Jesus. So hope keeps us stable, keeps us from going off the deep end. Understand this, and I just told you earlier, we are a spirit, we have a soul, and we live in our bodies. But an unstable soul affects the spirit and the body. Say that again. An unstable soul will affect your, it will affect you spiritually, and it will affect your body. That's the reason the word, one of the reasons the word of God tells us to stop worrying, stop worrying, stop worrying, start trusting God. Start seeking godly wisdom. And I've said it many, many times, but worry will make you sick. Because this little earthly body of ours, we're not created to carry that kind of load. Our soulless area, our minds were not created to carry that kind of weight. Something has to give. if we don't do something about it. What do the Word of God say? Well, it says a lot. But one of the things it says is rejoice in the Lord always. And again, I say rejoice.
Amen.
Glory to God. I said glory to God. Thank you, Jesus. Listen to what Romans chapter 15. I'm getting ready to close, but there's some other things I want to share with you, and I have to do it at a later time. Romans chapter 15, I'll begin reading at verse 1. It says, we then who are strong ought to bear with the scruples of the weak and not please ourselves. Amen. Let each of us please his neighbor for his good, leading to edification. For when Christ did not please himself, for even Christ did not please himself, but as it is written, the reproaches of those who approach you fell on me. Look at verse 4. For whatever things, are you ready for this? For whatever things were written before were written for what reason? For what? For whatever things were written before were written for our learning, that we through what? Through the patience and what else? Whoa, let's stop right there. That we through patience and comfort of the scriptures. Finish it.
Might have hope.
Glory to God. The Word of God is to bring us comfort and hope. Amen. Glory be to God. I haven't read it, but I want to right now. Romans 15, verse 4. Give me an amplified version, please. For whatever was thus written in former days was written for our instruction, that by our steadfast and patient endurance and the encouragement drawn from where?
Scripture.
From the scriptures, we might hold fast to and cherish hope. Amen. Let's look at one more translation, the New Living Translation. New Living Translation. Such things were written in the scriptures long ago to teach us, and the scriptures give us what?
Hope.
Glory to God. And encouragement as we wait patiently. Oh, glory to this. Finish that.
Thank you, Jesus.
Glory to God. God never wants us to lose hope. Don't care how dark it gets, God is still God. I like to refer back to those old songs we used to sing. One of them is, I'm going to hold to his hand. God's unchanging hand. You know, I know how to start them. I just don't know how to finish them. Somebody want to sing out there? You know the words, Lisa? Do you? You know it, brother? You know it, Barbara? Hallelujah. Come on, somebody ain't being honest in here. Terry Norton. Where's Terry? They just put you on the spot, man. You know that song? Hold to his hand. God's unchanged his hand.
I didn't want to say this, but Lisa just saw the whole thing.
Okay.
This hand raised the whole thing. Like, what was this?
All right. The folks out there want to hear it. So Lisa Wren, come on. I'm going to hold to his hand. Hallelujah. Come on, quickly, sisters. Just let them. Well, you got to go get your... All right. Glory to God. Dale, turn the light back on. They come in. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Glory to God. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Hallelujah. None of this stuff is planned, folks. This stuff just come to me. Glory to God. Hallelujah. I'm just flowing, you know. Praise God. Hallelujah. But I know someone is being blessed. I know a need is being met. When we flow with God. Amen. Give the Lord another shout of praise. Will you do that? Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord Jesus. I want to speak to those that's viewing us online. Jesus loves you too. If you don't know him as your Lord and Savior, he'll bring hope to your life. He'll give you reason for hope that you can grab a hold of. Because God is not like man. He don't lie. Amen. He is truth. If you don't know him as your Lord and Savior, I want to extend this invitation to you right now to receive him into your heart as your Lord and as your Savior. He loves you. He died for you. He rose from the dead for you. And all you have to do right now is invite Jesus Christ into your heart by faith. Invite him in as your Lord and Savior. And he'll do just that. He'll come in. He'll save you. He'll forgive you of your sins. If you're willing to do that, pray this prayer right now after me. Say, Lord Jesus, I receive you into my life. I invite you into my heart to be my Lord and my Savior. Come on in, Jesus, right now. By your Spirit and live on the inside of me. Forgive me for my sins. And I thank you for doing that. And now, I call you my Lord and my Savior. And I thank you that my sins are forgiven and I have eternal life living on the inside of me. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Contact us and let us know that you prayed this prayer with us, that you received Jesus.